Saga Egmont presents The Day the Mountain Moved by Rennie McCohen, read by Angus King. Chapter 1. The Moving Stone. Gavin could hardly believe his eyes. The stone had moved. He was sure of it. He rubbed his eyes and looked again. The big grey boulder perched on the side of a steep grassy mound shook a little, then moved sideways and back again. Gavin let out a gasp, then stopped and wiped his eyes. He had been peering through an ancient piece of deer antler into which three holes had been cut, like panes of glass in an old window, and his eyes had been switching from one gap to the other. He looked across the room at his friends, Claire, their leader, the ever-dependable Michael, and his younger brother Mott, who was really called Tom, but who as a small boy had written his name backwards and it had stuck ever since as a nickname. Claire was lying on a couch on her back, humming tunelessly. She was bored. It had been raining all day and was only now starting to clear. Michael was whittling away at an old piece of wood he had found, trying to carve it into the head of a peregrine falcon, his favourite bird. Mott was reading an adventure story.
"Claire," whispered Gavin, "come and have a look at this."
"What is it?" said Claire, not bothering to get up. She glanced over and saw Gavin with a piece of deer antler. "What's that you've got? Where did you get it?"
"I found it in an old chest in the cellar," said Gavin.
"I was just poking around while it was raining outside, and I pulled back some boxes, and there was a trunk or chest made of leather. It looked very old and battered. It's quite big, too, and heavy. I opened it and found this. There was nothing else. It's a bit dark down there, but I didn't see anything more."
Claire got up and sauntered over.
"Let's have a look then," she said, and examined the antler. It looked very old, dark brown and almost black in places. Yet where there were pale areas, they looked very white, almost like patches on some plants that are about to die.
"What on earth is it?" she said, turning it over and over. "What are the holes for?"
She peered through them at Gavin, then stopped, because her eyes began to water.
"Why three holes?" she commented. "Why not just one? I wonder what it was for. I mean, it's not a natural hole. Someone has deliberately bored it."
Gavin took it back from her, then caught her arm and pointed out of the window.
"See that boulder?" he asked. "Well, look at it through the holes in this antler."
Claire peered out. Just beyond the farmhouse was a long slope of the mountain called Ben Leddy, not far from the town of Callander. At the bottom of the slope was a grassy knoll or mount. Most of the mountain was still covered in swirling grey cloud and mist, and the grass and heather outside the window was shiny and wet with moisture after the heavy rain. She could see the hill burns roaring down, white, brown and cream after days of storm. The sun began to break through, sending long rays of light onto the wet hillside, great yellow streaks against a black and purple sky. Claire found herself admiring the colours when Gavin pulled at her arm again.
"The boulder!" he exclaimed. "The boulder! Look at the boulder!"
Claire examined the slope and saw the large boulder perched high on it.
"Okay, I see it. So, what now?"
Gavin began to hop up and down with impatience.
"Look at it through the holes in the antler. Go on, look!"
Claire picked up the antler and peered through the three holes. For a moment, she saw only the green and tawny hillside. Then she picked out the boulder, this time clearly seen in the sunlight and against the sky. She looked at it in turn through the three holes. Then she dropped